92.1 KXLY FM, Spokane, Coeur d'Alene, Post Falls.
Let's go.
Live from the Spokane Tribe Resort and Casino Studio.
Oh, yeah.
This is Spokane and North Idaho's country leader.
I love it.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
A Monday morning with Steve Hawk makes it Hawk Topics. Hello, buddy.
Hello, 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 hello.
And how are you, friend?
Hi. I'm doing really well, thank you.
What did you bring in for us today?
I brought in, this is kind of like, we had talked about cucumber water.
Yes.
In one of the last shows. And I thought, I have a lot of cucumbers coming from the garden right now. There's a faucet. There's a happy marriage.
I see what we got, yeah.
Wow. Is there more of this, or is this?
That's all you get. I can do this again tomorrow. I mean, there's more water, but I would have to go back to the garden to get more cucumber.
Yeah, it's in a festive cup, too.
Well, it's in a really old cup, and that's kind of what I didn't like about the outcome of said present this morning was the old
Christmas
paper
cup. Yeah.
Yeah, the old paper cups that I grabbed and thought, hey, I'll use these.
Still, it's delicious. I love
like
it.
Paper cups.
Does it taste like paper cup?
A little bit.
Not to me. Not too much. It tastes like Take cucumber.
Cucumber water. Yeah, I like it.
It's pretty refreshing.
Yeah, it sure is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Makes me want a cucumber real bad.
Does it? Yeah. I love cucumbers. Man. You either like them or you hate them, I think.
I don't know. Yeah. How much can you drink?
How much water can I drink?
No, like could you do cucumber water all day, or is it more of like a treat where you'd mix it in with your regular water?
That's a good question. I think that it's more of a treat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I could.
Really? Okay.
But there's a lot of things I could do.
I mean, it's a good way of like consuming more water because I would, you know, like I don't like after a while regular water, you know, just boring.
Yep.
So I could see that as like, oh, in the middle of the day or whatever it might be, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't think I could do it all day.
But, no, I don't think so either. Yeah. I think it would really get old after a while.
This will be good. Producer Steve, any desire to continue to drink cucumber water?
Do you like that cucumber water?
Just taking a sip. Yeah.
Have you ever had cucumber water before?
Probably.
Yeah. Probably.
He has a very narrow palate.
Yes.
This is right up my alley, though.
Okay.
It's just a little bit of flavor.
Yeah.
Just a little bit of right up your alley. Okay. I like that.
No, this is...
Less flavor, the better.
Vanilla bean. That's your new name.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No, it's very good. Yeah, very refreshing. Thank you for bringing it in.
You betcha. Hawk, how are you doing with your cucumbers at home? Is this something that... You could be dropping some off here at work.
Yeah, Kevin's
anytime soon.
He's trying to jump in on the
harvest. You want me to bring it? So let me say.
What do you do with them normally?
I mean, if you don't have too many, then
we're just eating them so fast.
Okay.
And I don't know how many.
That's
great. Yeah, we'll get some more. Not too many because they've been. We're almost at the end of the cycle.
What do you grow that you have way too much of? No, most people, I think, is tomatoes.
Yeah, I was going to say if there's anything that I just have too much of right now. Tomatoes.
Yeah.
But I'm going to eat them all. My wife made tomato soup last night.
With tomatoes? Good. With fresh tomatoes?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
So good.
I don't know why I thought that's so dumb. I've just never heard of it.
Tomato, basil, and oregano, all from the garden.
Delicious. That sounds amazing.
Man.
Wow.
You guys are making me jealous.
That's incredible. Yeah.
And I don't have any to share.
Yeah, thanks for nothing. thanks for making that clear right off the top.
Wait. I'm in the same boat. I'm cleaning up the kitchen last night after dinner, and she looks over and she says, that's a leftover I'll eat. That's all she had to say.
Oh, wow.
Because normally, leftovers, they're all on me. She's like, I'll just do it. No, I'll do something.
Yeah.
And she looked over and said, no. That is a leftover I will eat. In other words, leave it.
Yeah, don't.
Leave it.
Don't do that.
What accompanied the tomato soup?
Croutons. Yeah, just soup.
Just soup.
Oh, just
no,
soup.
No grilled cheese. No. Really?
Not yesterday.
The whole dinner was
just
soup.
Did you do something?
So you're pretty hungry today?
So good. I mean, but she does she's
thickens
putting
it up
blenders.
A little bit. Yeah.
She's adding things to it. It goes in a blender again. It comes out like a bisque. I mean, it's just like,
jeez.
Wow.
Okay, fine. Thanks for that.
Yeah.
Speaking of cleaning up, what was that story we had last week? That you could spray vodka on stuff to clean it up? Wasn't that what that was?
How do you spray vodka?
You put it in a spray bottle.
Oh.
And guys are using it like to clean stuff. And it's supposedly like... Cleans works. Better than anything or something.
Really?
Have you ever even heard of that?
No.
Like vinegar.
Yeah.
You've probably heard of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have a secret cleaning supplement that you use at your house?
No. You know that Gojo? It's in the
Gojo,
orange.
Yeah.
Yeah. I use that on my hands and other things.
Huh.
I like to use...
That's not the gravelly one, right?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I like that.
Yeah, with a little sandpaper feel to it.
Yes, I like the feel of that. It's a manly feel.
That's great. Real good.
It's just a clean feel.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, I like it.
Dirty hands. When you probably get in from the garden, you need a little go-jo.
Yeah, that's true, Kevin.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's why I thought of that first. I have used
Could
it.
Could be.
Right.
Recently. I don't know. You know, those Mr. Scrubs, I use those a lot, too.
I don't know what that is.
Oh,
what?
What are they called?
Yeah, Invisible? It was like a Mr. Clean, you know, the bald dude.
What the heck are they called?
I've heard of him.
So he has.
He looked at me like I was a complete idiot. Yeah. You know, Mr. Clean, bald guy? What are you, dumb?
I swear by this product talk, and yeah. I can't think of the name of it
right now. It's like a Mr. Clean wipe or something. The bald dude has these
Magic Eraser.
Sponges. Magic Eraser.
Okay, all right. So it's a Magic Eraser knockoff, whatever.
No, it's not a knockoff. It's the real deal.
Mr. Clean Magic Eraser.
Oh, it's a Mr. Clean. Okay.
The bald dude.
Yeah, I understand.
Come on, Jay. You know him.
I understand he's bald. Yes, I understand.
Yeah, that guy.
So you wash your hands with a magic eraser?
No. We were talking about things that you
clean.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
And I use that a lot.
Okay. It does work.
Fingerprints around the light switch and stuff on the walls.
Yeah, that part I get. Yeah, I do like that. Okay. Yeah, I do. I do that stuff.
Yeah.
I've had it.
Railings.
Yes.
Yeah. Railings. Railings are great. Yeah.
It's like, what, are you committing a crime?
You see my house sometimes, you're like, what happened there?
Get rid of the fingerprints.
Dog, there kid, is or murder.
Holy smokes.
That escalated.
I'm going to see if I can find it real quick. Window cleaner from Walmart. Does anybody know what this one is?
I don't know.
They have a few, don't they?
I found it right away. Sprayway glass cleaner.
Oh, I think I've heard of that
Sprayway.
One.
Have you seen
Sprayway.
This thing? The bottle is unforgettable.
Yes.
I mean, the can.
You know, I got a 3-pack of that from another store that sells 3-packs of things.
Oh. Okay. The smell of that stuff, I love.
I mean, what a great secret. What a no one could have figured it out.
Now people are going to flock to Costco, Jay.
Oh, no, not that. Yeah.
I've gone away from Windex. I used to be a Windex man through and through. This stuff cleans so good.
And it smells
and
best.
What is it called?
Yes.
So good. I will just,
what's it
every
called,
once
Kevin?
In a while, like the counter will be dirty. And I'll
spray
be like,
away.
Spray that on there.
Spray away.
Spray away, all one
spray
word.
Away.
As soon as you see the logo, you'll okay. I've seen that in a 3-pack.
Oh, I didn't know that had a name.
Gosh,
I thought it just said glass
cleaner. Smells good.
Yeah. Way better than the other stuff.
Yeah. In case they're listening.
Very product perfect for you. Spray away. Okay, yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah. I really like it. It's foamy. It's nice.
Yeah.
It's good on the nose. And it works well, really well.
This man should write copy for a living.
Yeah,
oh, wait.
Should.
All right.
That's what they say about
it's
the Jay
foamy.
And Kevin show, right?
Yeah,
it's foamy. It's nice. It's good on the nose. you want to stick around for round two?
I'd love to.
Whatever just happened was an A.
He had hard work caked on his overalls, sweat on his neck, chow in his jaw, and a stranger pulled up and met him outside his barn. Said, sir, I don't know if you ever would, but I built houses and neighborhoods, and I was wondering if you'd ever want to sell your farm. With his old dog barking and running around, he paused for a second, spit on the ground and kicked a little gravel, looked down and said, this is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill. I built that barn with my two hands, where I raise my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land, the money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt. Great granddaddy bought it for 100 acres. He just got married when he signed the papers. Him and his brothers framed that old farmhouse. Every fence post here we put in the ground, ran the barbed wire and pulled the plow. Every last hay bale we built it. Yeah, I'd hate to be the first. This is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill. I built that barn with my two hands, where I raise my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land, the money be great, but I can't.
is my dirt. This is where five generations have prayed for rain. They'll cover me in it when the good Lord calls my name. This is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill. I built that barn with my two hands, where I raise my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land. The money'd be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt.
The Jay and Kevin Show, wherever you go.
It's awesome.
Just search Coyote Country for the free app. The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Feel free to do your thing, but you know, within reason.
Kevin James.
But I do have the power to delete my father's comments off my social media.
You really do.
I do, and I did. This was a little much.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
Hot Topics. Monday morning, Steve Hawk here. Hawk Topics round two. Ever delete a family member's comment on one of your posts?
No, not a family member.
Okay. That's good.
I'd pay attention to that. I understand repercussions. And even if they're just the unsaid ones. No, I'm not mad. That's the worst.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, yeah.
No, I don't even want to take that chance.
Okay, all right. So you've never deleted, hidden?
No, and that's another reason I just don't even do it. Yeah, I haven't done it in years.
Don't want to risk.
I have not posted in years, and it's kind of nice.
Yeah, yeah. Do you have a, what's your hobby?
Gardening, I guess. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm trying to think. I probably have a few.
Have you changed one recently? Or gotten rid of one to make room for gardening?
Yeah, you know, I don't do a lot of golfing anymore.
Okay, and is that because you're physically not...
Time, interest, and finances, I guess.
Okay.
I mean, they're trying
the big three.
They're trying to outsource me or outprice me.
Yeah, no, I'm
with you. All these golf courses are like, hey, you know what you used to pay and that was fun and cool? Now we're catching up to all the other cities.
Yeah, I know. It's not inexpensive anymore. It used to be a thing people would say when they'd come in. Like, golf is so cheap here. Now they don't say that. They say you have a nice course.
Yes.
But, you know.
Well, and then the bummer, Hawk, too, is you're at that age, you know, your son's at an age now where you're like, well... we could do something with him.
Yeah.
Or I could carve out 5.5 hours.
Right. Like golf feels kind of selfish.
Yep.
I could take him, but now I'm paying twice as much. No, thank you.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just kind of a.
It is.
It's a tough era.
Yeah, life has changed a little bit.
That's why I gave it up for like 20 years. Yep. Just that the kids were at the age where they had no interest in it. They're like, that's a dumb sport. Now they love it. But, you know, at that moment, they're like, nope, not doing it. Yep. You know, I'm not going to be gone on a weekend for 5.5 hours or more, whatever it might be, you know, away from the family. This is dumb. Yeah.
I think about it and I miss it, but not enough to get back out there and get after it again. So I guess that's a hobby.
The beauty of gardening is you can eat your stuff, man. Eat your wares.
And there's isn't it September, October? Aren't we about done?
Yeah, that's the other way.
Take a 5-month break here. So that's kind of nice.
What will fill your void in the winter?
Well, that's a great question.
I don't know, TV, hockey.
TV and hockey.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's
Those
a good question,
bad
too.
Answers.
I'll probably just eat a whole bunch, maybe gain 70 pounds.
Okay.
Well, you gotta store
up
in
the winter. See you in April. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't know.
That's why we call you the squirrel.
Huh?
What's an animal that... Okay, never mind.
Nobody's ever called me a squirrel. Mm.
That's why we call you the
Steve,
hawk?
I got to figure this out because... I have been telling producer Steve, him and I hung out last night.
Why?
out here in the parking lot.
What?
And listened to Kevin Hart.
Oh, okay. That's right. I forgot.
Yeah. Or not. I don't know. Or not.
We're just getting ready for the show.
Yeah. It was wonderful, okay? It was a wonderful time.
Yes.
And producer Steve he drops so many funny lines now when
he does.
He's with me,
yeah, he's very
funny.
He's
getting very, very funny. And I'm saying, Steve, this is getting funny.
This is getting funny. What a backhanded compliment.
No, he's really getting funny. And I like it.
Okay.
But then for some reason on the air, he goes with.
Like a squirrel.
Is that why we call you a squirrel?
Hey, that was funny.
Yeah,
you guys just don't appreciate the humor.
In what world was that funny?
Yeah, let's tell us the humor of it.
Just text in yes or no. Just one word. That's all we ask. You don't have to have your name
attached.
No, we
don't need to do this.
Just one word. Yes, no. Just text it in 509-441-0999.
I mean, you're going to get at least three or four
pity yeses?
Absolutely.
Yeah, stick it up for Steve.
Look, when Cutie Pie says something...
That's right.
People are, because that's what people like to call Steve now.
Well, why wouldn't they?
Why wouldn't he? You know what else? There's one word. And you might have called him it too. Did he also call him the A word?
Oh.
Aardvark.
Aardvark is incorrect.
Okay.
But I do like where you're going.
Adorable.
Adorable.
Adorable. No, I've never said that.
I've never used the word either, but I've heard it a lot lately. And every time someone sees Steve, they're always, he's so adorable. Aww. He's so dog. And these are grown men.
Really?
Grown men.
Grown men.
In fact, Rob Sacre said it.
Rob Sacre said that?
He did.
Oh, well, I'm in his thoughts.
I thought you said a grown man.
Okay.
Well, that was a big smile.
Yes,
That was a really big smile. Rob Sacre said that?
I know. Well, you should. You know, you should smile at that.
Yeah. I feel honored. Yeah,
I didn't know that was possible.
Textures, yes.
Does that hurt?
Nope. Yes. He's nutty.
He's okay, nutty. He's a nutty, adorable kid. And
no, they're describing you because you're a squirrel.
Oh boy.
Okay. Well,
so, okay.
Anyway, Steve, would you rather have a salad bar or a hotel breakfast every day?
Yeah, we're here in the building.
We're gonna put one here.
Let's do a salad bar. You know, I get turned off on hotel breakfasts. Maybe I'm going to the wrong hotel, but I've had that. Cereal. I've had that fake. That's not real. Those really aren't Fruit Loops. Don't try this on me.
What about the eggs?
I don't know that those are eggs.
Yeah, they're definitely some sort of.
It's very flat and it's kind of yellow and white at the same time. I don't know that those are eggs.
Yeah,
let me talk you into this one, Steve Hawk.
Okay.
A lot of times, hotel, you're on a go, right? On the
go. Yes.
So maybe I'll sit down and eat a little bit of it. But Jay's knows what I'm going to say. See, like this cup right here, this is a little cup they would give you to drink the orange juice or the apple juice.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. Only time in my life that I ever drink apple juice. And I drink it every time and think, man, that's delicious. I should drink apple juice more often.
Okay.
And then never do.
No, why would you? It's too sweet.
But then I take a cup and I go over and I take the sausages and I put a bunch of the sausages in there.
Links?
And bacon. Yeah, the links.
Yeah.
And the bacon. And I put them in the cup.
Yeah, it's a meat cup.
Let's go.
Yeah.
I walk out the door with a cup of meat.
Yep.
Okay.
Wonderful.
It's absolutely disgusting. But I love it.
Hey, 2 hours later, it's still sitting on the counter in the hotel room. Well, you're like, oh, I forgot about the meat cup. Yeah, let me grab that real quick. I was busy packing. Good. Yeah. So that doesn't convince you, you're saying?
No.
No, I'm on to try that now.
A salad bar does sound awesome.
It does. I mean, if it's got the right stuff.
What is the one thing that you want? Obviously, there's salad. There's veggies. Is there one thing that you like added to a salad bar? We were trying to decide the other day how in the world they decided cottage cheese and pudding go in every salad bar.
I never touched those. And they were doing that at pizza places back in the day.
All the time. Roundtable had it all the time. We used to go there almost every doggone day. I love cottage cheese. So for me, that was like a bonanza. I was like, please. Like, okay, and then I was always like, pudding? Like, that just doesn't fit. Like, what is that your dessert or what is that?
Yeah, I would take the peaches over the pudding.
Man, I just don't understand. It was always that weird sort of chocolate, you know, the chalky chocolate.
No, it's not even pudding.
I don't know why. Take that out of there. Put different veggies in there or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would do that. Okay, I'm going to go with pepperoni. I like one of the best things about a salad bar at a pizza place
Is
when they put pepperoni out.
Well, that is great.
I like to put it in a cup. And then I just take it back to the table.
Exactly.
Dump it on my pizza when my pizza comes. A cup of meat.
Also, the pepperoni, you go to take the tongs and get Like, I'm just going to get a couple pieces of pepperoni. Yeah, and somehow it picks up like 12 of them.
Right.
And
you go, well, that's the best.
Do you go, I'm taking.
When you get back to your table, do you spread those 12 out or just leave them clumped up and take a big hunk of meat?
You know what I do.
That was a dumb question.
I know. I
you know, like Mr. Clean, bald guy. You know what I mean? Come on now.
Like you're, why you're a squirrel.
That's yes, why I've always said that. Thanks for being here, buddy. Appreciate
thanks, guys.
It. Have a great day, okay?
You too.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You know, we can put it on a rope for him. I suppose it'd have to be a large, long one.
Kevin James.
Right.
That's what I would like. A large, long rope with your amazing wheat bar of soap.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It always throws me off. Wheat soap. I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't remember. I know that she made that, correct?
Yep.
Is that what it was? Yeah. Wheat soap. You ready for your clip?
I think so. I think I'm ready. Producer Steve, I hope
Kevin's
you got it.
Yes.
Clip of the day.
Clip of the day time.
This is a warning. Do you have a teacher in your life?
Yes, I do, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thank you, Kevin.
Are you friends with the teacher? Whatever it is, if there's any teachers around you, and you're another adult or whatever, and you decide in this next week or two, as it's back to school time, to say things to teachers, here's a warning from a teacher of things, just don't say them.
This is things to not say to teachers. Number one, remember your why.
Remember
teachers
your
understand
why.
If you're not a teacher, just don't. Number two, are you sad summer is over? You already know the answer to this question. Number three, I wish I got summers off.
Oh, yes.
And I wish I got to pee whenever I wanted. Number four, just show a movie tomorrow. You've clearly never unit planned, lesson planned, or been a teacher. It doesn't work like that.
Right.
Number five, it's just the first week of school. I bet it's chill. Does it look chill to you? And number six, just take the day off. First of all, we don't have that much PTO. Second of all, subplans.
Right.
And prepping the lesson for the subplans.
Amen, sister.
Come back for part two on what you can say to teachers.
Oh, preach. Thank you. Yeah. Preach,
well,
baby.
We'll see if we can find that.
Yes,
to
please.
You know, next week.
Oh, man.
But those are things
so
not
true.
To say.
So true. Yeah.
You've probably stayed away from all those comments.
Oh, I'm not an idiot.
You've been married a long time. 30 years.
Yeah, man. That's correct, Kevin. You don't say any of those things. Uh-huh. The pee when I want to. I mean,
that's great.
That's real. The amount of times.
I wish I got summers off. I wish I got to pee when I wanted to. That's so great. It's just
I'm always
so
on
true.
My wife all the time about, you know, because I'm like, you need to drink more water. You need to drink more water. You need to drink more water. Because she's like, oh, I have a headache. I'm like, did you drink water today? No, I drank zero. You drank zero water? I don't have time to pee.
Yeah.
It's not like you can just walk out of the classroom.
Oh, you could.
And leave 17 to 20 unattended five-year-olds in there by themselves. You know, I mean, it just doesn't work that way.
It doesn't?
It's not a good policy.
Yeah. So you just, they're just not fans of that.
Huh.
So I'm like, oh, yeah, why? I haven't peed since, 8 a.m., and it's like 3. I'm like, whoa, what? Yeah, and then my prep was taken up because I had to call a parent, and then I did this, and I'm like, oh, but for the love of pee.
For the love of Pete.
So, yeah, I get it. Those are things not to say to teachers.
Yep.
Are you sad summer is over?
Yeah, that's...
I mean... You're eating your ice cream. Boy, are you sad your ice cream's gone? No.
Yeah, of course I'm sad summer is over.
Yeah.
Don't forget your why.
What is that?
What does that mean?
I love that so much. Well, don't forget your why. Like, what is your why? Like, why are you a teacher? You're a teacher because you want to help kids and you want to educate and change the world. I mean, like, that's, you know. Don't forget your why.
Is that a common thing that people say?
Well, I hope not.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope not.
You've never heard what's your why?
Or maybe.
Really? Okay. No, I feel like it's very...
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Huh. I just... Maybe if I thought about it, I've heard
What is your
say
why,
it.
Steve?
I don't got no why.
Your why has to be stronger than your excuses not to do it. That's...
Yeah, that seems
That's
right.
For sure.
Yeah, that seems right. Mm-hmm. What's your why, Kevin?
My granddaughter, I think. Like now, like.
I thought it was air conditioning and garages.
That's for work. Yeah, I was just talking.
Oh, you're
about
talking
life
in general. Oh, life. Yeah.
And like why I, you know.
I think the teacher one is related to work, but I think Kevin is talking about, you know, in real life human style stuff, not just work stuff.
Human style.
Yeah.
My why to do radio? Yeah, that's air conditioning.
Air conditioning in a garage.
Yep. Okay. And of course,
noted.
Making people happy.
Yes, absolutely.
Number
yes,
three.
Having fun and letting people have an escape and letting them get away from their real problems for a while and laugh a little bit. Have some fun. Raise some money for charity. Give away cool prizes.
Right. That's my why.
Not have to work past 10 a.m.
Well, that would be nice. Wouldn't it?
The Big 99 I'll work on it. Coyote
Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Yesterday it says the maximum temperature was 78 at 12:53.
Thank you. Kevin James.
Huh? 12:53?
P.M. On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Back to class cash this afternoon at 4:20 with our buddy Jim Diamond. That's your next chance to win $200. And we'll do it again tomorrow morning at 8:20. So a couple of times a day, 8:20, 4:20, back to class cash. Even if you don't have anybody going back to class, you can still have the money. Yeah, it's just kind of a fun way to give away dough, dude.
I love it. Who couldn't use a little dough going back to class?
I mean, I'll take $200.
Have nice. A little,
I mean, I would.
Final thoughts.
Final thoughts, Steve. You little cutie pie, you.
Huh. All right.
Still got to get that T-shirt printed. They call me Cutie Pie. I got to get that.
I'm gonna what?
Get, yeah. And then I'm going to make you wear it.
Yes.
I don't like this.
All
sound
the
of
station
all.
Pictures.
Put a logo on it. He'll wear it.
Absolutely. They call me Cutie Pie.
Put a logo on it. I'll wear anything with a logo.
Heck yeah.
Station
yeah,
logo.
Let's
He's
go.
A company man. I love him for
I
it.
I know it. Absolutely, baby.
That's right. By the way, when Justin did win the $200, he said, oh, yeah, that's going to help with some school supplies.
Perfect. So, well, there you go. That's it.
That's what we're looking for. So earlier this morning, I mentioned in my first thought how I had good timing with the power wash guy.
Yes, he was power washing your apartment complex, and you walked up right when he was power washing your door and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's supposed to be any time between 8 and 5, and of course he showed up the time that I needed to be going inside and all this thing.
It's like when the maid is at your hotel room door, and you're like, oh, I just can't wait to get back from... The game ended, and it was hot. I just want to go in and lay down on the bed and just sit there and do nothing, and you walk in, and she's in there cleaning the room, and you're like, ugh.
Yeah, timing.
Yeah.
I also had, I guess, good timing or bad. I don't know if this is good or bad. I guess it would be good timing.
Go ahead and complete the sentence. We'll let you know.
Sure.
Let's work through this.
Words are hard, man. Oh, man.
Oh, babe.
My brain is thinking too quickly for my mouth. Oh,
clearly,
No, last night I was traveling back from the comedy shoe.
Traveling back. It sounds like you're, I mean, I think traveling is like over 100 miles, is it not?
Yes.
Or at least over 50.
You were driving home.
I was driving home.
Who says traveling back? Wait, were you in like a covered wagon?
Yes.
What is happening right now?
Or doing time travel, maybe traveling back.
I was traveling back in time, Kevin. I had to go back to 1842. So you were driving home.
Correct.
Yeah. From the station, so like 10 minutes.
Yes. Well, it was like over 100 feet, so that counts,
good
right?
Good point, yeah.
Anyway, so I'm driving back.
There it is.
And stopped at a light. I looked over to my left. I see a gigantic black vehicle. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, maybe that's Kevin.
It could be Kevin.
Well, yeah, we left at the same time. That would make sense.
Yeah, so I kind of gave like a little glance, maybe made it a face of some kind.
Oh, no.
And then I realized, nope, that's not his vehicle. So then I quickly looked away.
Quickly.
Then the window rolls down.
Oh, no.
And I'm like,
you got a problem, buddy?
That's what I thought was happening.
Yeah.
Then it turned out to be the James crew.
Oh.
It was his son and girlfriend and daughter and all that. And they told me to go home.
Which is funny. I didn't know they were out and about because you sent me a text and said, hey, I saw your crew on the way home.
Yeah,
and you're like, and I was what? Like, what crew? Because I had just pulled into my garage, and their car was there. I had walked into my house. They weren't there. I mean, they were in bed, I guess.
Were you traveling, like, Kevin?
Jay, yeah, I traveled home.
Mm-hmm.
People say that. That's the
thing. No, they absolutely do not say that.
Yeah, I traveled.
You in the airport. Hey, what are you doing? Oh, I'm just traveling home. That sounds unusual. No,
they say they're flying home.
Right, just like you were driving home.
Yeah, okay. This is awkward.
Final thoughts.
So, yeah, it was, the point is.
Yeah, what is the point?
I thought there was going to be a fight or something, but there wasn't, so we're all
Thank
good.
Goodness. Yeah.
So we had good timing.
Yeah, your text to me was, at first I thought it was you, so I made a funny face. Then I got nervous realizing it wasn't you, and then I thought it was murder when they rolled down their window.
Good grief.
But it was just your son.
Traveling home, probably.
Thank goodness.
Be my guess.
Yeah.
Well, Spokane, great job on the comedy. Outdoor.
The great outdoor comedy
festival.
Mm-hmm.
It looked good. I don't know how many people ended up attending, but it looked like it was good crowds every night from what I saw. It was just kind of cool because it was one of those things where I go, okay, that's done. Now what?
Right, what's next?
Oh, you'll just have to wait 2 days. Pig Out in the Park will be here.
I know. I saw that this morning.
And then just
Kevin.
Wait 2 days and Jelly Roll will be here.
Yeah.
You know, the North Idaho Fair just wrapped up. And then it's like, just wait a few days. Oh, and the Spokane Fair. We are just in... It's got a lot of events.
It's very busy. Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Are you going to travel to any of them?
I will probably travel. Steve.
So wait, Steve missed Pig Out.
Yeah, he's never been to Pig Out. We got to get you there.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I think I'm going to walk over there at some point.
You can travel over there, yeah.
Travel.
Yeah, Steve, Pig Out is great.
That's what I hear.
I'm excited for you to experience Pig Out for the first time. Are you okay Thanks. With eating in the park?
Should I not be?
No, you're totally... I mean, no, it's fine. I just was curious if you had some weird quirk about eating outdoors or something.
Oh, no. That felt like a warning, though.
No. Heavens no.
No, it's
Pig Out's
fine.
Fantastic.
That's what everybody does.
Yeah, it's great. It's okay. A very cool... It's one of the many cool Spokane events.
I know.
I mean, we do... Bessie, when Kevin, you don't really get this because you've lived here your whole life.
Been spoiled, yes.
Yeah, and when I moved here, I was like, wow, Hoop Fest, are you kidding me right now? Incredible. Bloomsday, fantastic. Pig Out, awesome. I mean, there's all these great, big, gigantic events. Even the parades, when you first moved here, I was like, wow, those are huge. That's great. Iron Man, boom. You know, all these things. So, yeah.
I know, and I'm kind of curious once the, you know, Steve has gone to all of them.
Yeah. We could have a cutie pie ranking.
I want to get the cutie pie ranking of Spokane events in his first year here.
Yeah.
Doing
so far, I think he's gone to every one of them. I mean, he did Bloomsday.
I think he has, yes.
Was at Hoop Fest. Did you go to a parade?
I did not go to a parade.
Okay. All right. That's fine. Probably would have been fourth anyway. But yeah, Pig Out's got to be way up there. And you got plenty of days. What does it go through the second, I believe?
Yeah.
And it starts Wednesday?
Thoughts. Starts Thursday.
Oh, Thursday. Yeah. Okay.
I thought it was Wednesday.
28th. Yeah, that's Wednesday.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say, man, Kev. Because I always, they'd really extend Pig Out.
Absolutely.
Good for you.
Used to be just
food.
Like over the weekend or whatever, but now, yeah, food. Go for it. And then we'll have a cutie pie ranking coming
there
up.
We go.
All right.
What? Adorable rankings?
I don't like any of this. I don't like it one bit, Jay.
I'm excited for our little post-show adventure. I'm not going to mention it, but there'll be some pictures and some video and stuff of our post-show adventure today coming up. Check out a social media site near you.
Yeah, it'll be cool. It'll be a very cool one today.
Very cool.
But we just can't tell you what it is.
Yeah, I mean, as I started to say it, I was like, we could probably say, but it's probably just, you know.
We'll talk about it afterwards tomorrow. I can promise you that.
Thank you, Kevin.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Let's just say that the curtain has come down on yet another miserable performance.
Okay, that's the show. Got to go. Anything on the way out, Steve? Are we good? What do we got?
Your choice, Jay. What do you think? Raptor Reef or Silverwood? Or both? I don't know.
Raptor Reef Indoor Water Park tickets are yours right now. Caller 7509-441-0999. Let's do it!
Nicely done. I'm not sure how you made that decision, but you made one.
I don't know. Silverwood tomorrow. I believe we're going to have another pair of Jelly Roll tickets for tomorrow.
Yay. Oh,
more back to class cash tomorrow. All kinds of fun stuff to give away. And an update on our little journey after the show today. So if you're traveling home or traveling to work, wherever you're traveling, travel safe, I always say.
Yeah, I always say safe travels, but either way.
Oh, safe travels. Yeah. I think I do say both. I think I said travel safe today, actually, to someone. So, yeah.
Interesting.
Is it, though?
Very.
We are so glad you came. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye now.
I mean, I'll
bye.
Take your word for bye-bye. It.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye now.
Interesting. Bye-bye. Sometimes that's... Goodbye. Is that... Could there be a bigger insult when someone says something that's clearly not interesting than just saying...
Interesting.
Yeah, I spent like 2 hours mowing my grass yesterday.
Oh my God.
Interesting.